This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It's hour two of the nation. Hope you're having a nice little sports Tuesday in your life, but we're rocking with you over the next 4 hours. Here's Zach Wolchuk with the NFL News of the Day. Take it away, Wolchuk.
Thank you very much. We got some moves regarding our Dallas Cowboys, and they got a new long snapper, guys. We got a new long snapper in here. As McQuaid left,
we got him.
We signed him. This is the big news.
We got him, boys.
Long snapper, Trent Sieg. And I hope I'm saying that right. It's S-I-E-G. All right, so we love you. You're now a Dallas Cowboy. 1 year deal worth $1.08 million. And our guy got himself $152,000 signing bonus. All right, so this is a good game to play. How well does Brian know his long snappers?
I don't. That's what I'm saying.
No, you know him. You know him. Channel.
No, I don't know the long snapper. So it's
not Jacksonville. It's not Jacksonville. The picture I'm seeing is of an AFC team, though.
Not with the Titans?
Not the Titans. It's a team you actually did work for, though, I believe. At least interviewed.
Oh, the Raiders?
The Raiders.
I think he interned with them. 12 years into his career, he got an internship.
Is that how that went?
It was funny. It was like 2 weeks. I don't know, Brian. I think you could. I'd like to try you out. Mr. Davis, I have a wife and a... you can live next door at the hotel. We'll give you $2,000. You'll be fine. You know what's so funny?
Is that a week or a month?
That was a month.
Oh, my goodness, Al.
You know, all right, let me tell you this. You know what's sad?
What?
If I didn't have the wife or the kid, I'd have probably done it.
Yeah, why not? Stay in the hotel, work your way up.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You know, I was like, I went from like being like, I felt like I had some good success in the league, but he really wanted me. He's like, he wanted to try me out. And I honestly believe if I didn't have Bennett and my wife at the time, if I didn't have them, I would have taken his offer. And I would have said, sure, I'll live in the hotel. They feed you at the facility.
Hey.
So, I mean, it would have been just kind of like...
What else do you need? Yeah.
Well, it's hard to find. They don't feed everyone at these facilities.
That's what I'm saying. They feed you at the facility. I literally could have walked... The hotel was like you could walk 20 yards and you were that close to the facility.
Not a bad deal.
So it wasn't a bad deal at all. So,
the fact that the wife wants income.
I can't believe you turned my offer down. I can't. You're such an idiot.
Yeah, maybe it, Brian. The Cowboys also are re-signing Tack McKinley, who they brought in and was a practice squad guy
last year.
Yeah, he was elevated one game, but technically didn't have a single snap. And a lot of people probably remember Tack as a first-round pick of the Falcons back in 2017. But he does have familiarity with Dan Quinn. And the Cowboys saw enough to say, hey, we'll run it back with you for another year. Get a full offseason with us. Why not?
Very talented and strong guy. You know, I like that. I think you're adding talent to your defensive line, and I think there's plenty of play still left in him.
Well, see, and this is also, too, what we talked about yesterday. Offense, defensive linemen, you know, veteran guys playing in preseason games. You're trying to evaluate other young guys. Mm-hmm. You don't want to completely fall apart and have no pass rush. So, yeah, Tack McKinley probably a guy that's going to see a lot of action late in these preseason games.
All right, we got the Jets making moves. So, earlier, Gavin
Things
reported.
Things are taking off for him?
Yeah, they signed Mecole Hardman. Things are taking off, Brian, to a one-year deal that could be up to $6.5 million in incentives. Then they just decided to trade Elijah Moore, who we also were talking about.
They liked Elijah Moore, yeah.
So the Browns are out there wide receiver hunting. There were some rumors that they were thinking about DeAndre Hopkins, and they decided, no, we're out on Hopkins. They were eyeing Jerry Jeudy out of Denver. I know Bobby's talked about both those Denver receivers are available. I don't think they're getting back the kind of compensation that they want in talks for Jeudy and for Sutton. So I don't think that those receivers are going to get moved as of right now. But the Browns are trading for Jets receiver Elijah Moore. They're giving up pick number 42 and 74. So a second and a third round pick to go and get Elijah Moore there. He's now a Cleveland Brown.
Wow.
Very interesting.
That would be more than what you're probably giving up to go get Hop, right?
Yeah. I guess Denver wanted a first to give up.
Yeah,
Jeudy.
Denver wanted a first.
But, geez, you got receiver moves are aplenty right now, and the Cowboys are looking even better after this for going to get Brandon Cooks.
Well, there was a time when they felt like they were looking bad because they only took a five for...
Oh, yeah. What a difference a year makes.
Yeah, a year of perception, I guess.
No question about that. Okay, we had C.J. Stroud's pro day today. And that's the Ohio State quarterback.
How'd Marvin Harrison look catching the ball?
I think Marvin Harrison was looking great. So Marvin Harrison Jr. was out there. He's going to come out for the draft next year. So he's going to be the number one target at Ohio State this year after playing behind some other first-round caliber receivers. But he was the recipient of passes at the pro day. So scouts out there got an early look at Marvin Harrison Jr. He could be, I mean, some are saying a top five pick in next year's draft.
I've been there evaluating him is what I'd have been.
Special player, man. But C.J. Stroud had a massive Carolina Panthers contingent there watching
14?
Him. According to Albert Breer. Yeah, they had 14, including their owner, David. Their owners, David and Nicole Tepper. The GM, Scott Fitterer, was there. Frank Reich was there. The assistant GM was there. The VP was there. You had the offensive coordinator there. And they had Josh McCown, Jim Caldwell. I mean, it was literally their entire offensive staff came out to watch C.J. Stroud.
Okay, who else do we look at? We got Smith and Jigba that we had to look at, the wide, and then those offensive linemen, right?
And then the offensive linemen, Paris Johnson, Jones, the right tackle.
Right, and
they've
the
also
center.
Got a center as
right,
well
right.
That has the capability to be a day two pick. So there's a lot of good talent there.
Yeah, if you take all your offensive coaches
Stover,
to the
the tight end as well.
Oh, no, he's coming back.
He went back?
He went back.
Come on. Yeah, why? Yeah, wasted back. Time watching him. Are you kidding me?
We both did.
Come on, back, Stover. What the bleep? You're 1 foot in, you're 1 foot out. What are we supposed to do?
With this many quarterbacks on the board with the number one pick, this will drive you crazy over the next 6 weeks.
All right. So I'm glad that you said this. People don't know what the bleep's really going on with the quarterbacks. Yeah. There's one former Carolina Panther, linebacker Thomas Davis. He was making the rounds now. I think he was jumping on with the NFL Network, talking with our guy Daniel Jeremiah. Daniel Jeremiah is saying he thinks Bryce Young's going to go number one. Thomas Davis disagrees. Here's the back and forth, courtesy of NFL Total Access.
I think he'll be a great fit in this organization. You look at Bryce Young, you look at his resume. The kid was a Heisman Trophy winner last year for a reason. And then when you put guys around him like Alabama has, he played in the SEC, the highest level of competition in football, in college football. I just think that he's going to come in and he would fit well in Carolina if they were going to draft him. But like you said, DJ, I don't think that he's going to be their pick. I think it's going to be a very, very surprising pick in Carolina.
Whoa.
But, I mean, I will say this. If this pick happens, that who I think that they are in love with, I'm not a fan of it.
Wow. Okay, so huh, you can't do that. You have to spill the beans here.
I just know that there are a couple of guys upstairs that are enamored by the physical ability of Anthony Richardson. I'll just say.
Wow. One overall.
That will have some fun.
Well, last time they took a quarterback one overall, it was Cam. So, like, you know, right?
I mean, he's not Cam Newton. Quarterback. No. He's not Cam Newton. We watched this kid play a lot, me being an SEC guy. He has all the physical characteristics of being a really good quarterback in the NFL, but I don't think that he's going to be that great player that the Carolina Panthers need to take them to the next level. When you look at Bryce Young, what he brings to the table, he's a proven winner. When you look at C.J. Stroud, what he brings to the table, this kid has proven he can win football games. Anthony Richardson on the other hand, Will Levis on the other hand, those guys have been in programs that could potentially be good, but they just haven't been, and the reason has been the quarterback position.
Well, let me tell you why I think it makes sense if that's what Carolina wants to do. We're chasing around all these quarterbacks looking for guys that can carry incomplete teams to the promised land. There's two of them, okay? We draft 10 new quarterbacks every year. You found two in the last 10 years, okay? So instead of doing that and ending up with a guy who probably is going to fail, how about you get a guy who can run his ass off and can throw a little bit and another running back and a good offensive line? That's offense. That's a quarterback. You know, over the last 30 years, we've become much more biased towards the pure passer, maybe the last 40 years. But there's no reason that the best way to attack right now is not with a running quarterback who can throw it pretty good.
Well, Anthony Richardson can run. Yeah. He definitely
can. He can.
And when they went up to make this move, I was thinking they're going up to get Anthony Richardson. There was just Vegas kind of told on themselves early in this process with the Anthony Richardson odds to be number one overall, and then they backtracked off of it once it became official that Carolina moved up, and they were like, oh, it's C.J. Stroud. I think they were just trying to bait the public, get some more money out there on C.J. Stroud. I really do think the Panthers might go for Anthony Richardson, but it's interesting. Today they're getting a good look at C.J. Stroud. And to clarify, because I'm getting a lot of texts and shout out to the Tolos on this, when it comes to the trade for Elijah Moore, they're giving up number 42, but they're getting back number pick number 74 in the trade. So it's number 40. Basically, it's a second for Elijah Moore, okay. Essentially, yeah. And then a pick swap. So not crazy compensation.
There must be years left on that rookie deal.
Yeah, I mean, he's still on a rookie salary, so it's not like he's worth a ton of money right now. But interesting, somebody that would be in the know, though, when it comes to the Carolina Panthers, one of their all-time greats, Thomas Davis. And, hey, he thinks they're going for Anthony Richardson. Brian, would you absolutely hate that?
I don't have him. I have him as my fourth quarterback. And I feel like, though, to me, what Gavin's talking about, if you can find a quarterback that does have toughness, that does have size, that has the ability to run, that can be mobile in the pocket, can move around, man, I mean, there's some games where he is absolutely brilliant. And then there's other games where he can't even throw for 100 yards. And I don't know if I would put if I was Scott Federer, and I'm knowing that this is probably my last year if we don't win. You know, there's going to be a new general manager in here. I don't know if I wanted to stake my reputation or my job on somebody that lacks traits.
Right.
Those many traits. I would be more the safest pick in this thing would be to take Bryce Young.
I agree.
That'd be the safest thing to do. But the problem is Bryce Young is 5'10".
Right.
He is the proven winner. He's the guy that is the calmest. And when you watch him play, his demeanor, how smart he is, all those things. He checks all the boxes. He's just not 6'3". That's the only thing that he doesn't have.
Russell Wilson underwent right knee surgery. He's supposed to be fine for OTAs, according to Ian Rappaport. And Lamar Jackson's representatives are telling teams he is done with the Baltimore Ravens. He wants out of there, according to Pro Football Talk. And you know what? The way that this negotiation's gone, I don't really blame Lamar for having some bad feelings towards the Baltimore Ravens organization.
He's saying now he doesn't even need a fully guaranteed contract, just some multi-year in the neighborhood of $200 million. It's fascinating that more offers aren't coming in, and maybe he's going to end up playing on that one-year tag of $32 million for the Ravens. That's just not good for anybody. Maybe he sits out.
For everything that we just said, for all those teams that are up there needing quarterbacks, would you trade the 1, the 2, the 3? Would you trade
for Russell?
For Lamar Jackson.
Ooh.
What you know about him, as opposed to the unknown of these quarterbacks that we're all running around the country bringing 14 guys to go look at.
Yeah, if I'm a team that really needs a quarterback right now, I'd rather go ahead and maintain my draft capital and try and get into this thing for next year. With Caleb Williams.
You might just be able to move him for that one pick.
You know, trade back.
And maybe you just do a first rounder this year and it's fine. You can get Lamar Jackson. I'd be okay with that.
I think the Ravens would sell short. I mean, sell, you know, wouldn't hold you up. I think the Ravens, if you told the Ravens you could have picks 1, 2, or 3, all these quarterback needy teams for straight, just for my guy, I think the Ravens would do that.
I think they would, too. They're trying to move on. We also have the Commanders sale update. You got a potential new buyer for the Commanders.
It's, oh, Canada.
It's a billionaire from Canada who's got a ridiculous last name. It looks Greek, but I could be very wrong. Steve?
Papadopoulos?
Yes.
Mr. Papadopoulos, your order's ready.
Papadopoulos or something. It's very strange, and I don't want
to... Mr. Papagiorgio?
Papagiorgio. Yep, we're just going to call him Steve Apo. And I don't want to say that again, but he's trying to get back into this thing.
He's a Canadian freak.
He is a Canadian freak. Now, I don't think he's going to be able to outbid Josh Harris, personally.
I mean, how much money could you have being from Canada?
I don't know. I think he's only got $5 billion is what Brian was doing some research on this.
No, Josh Harris Josh Harris is worth about $7.2 billion.
Right, so he's worth a couple billion extra.
So he needs people to come with him.
So Josh Harris is trying to recruit him
to
come on over?
No. Our Papa,
these guys don't have any money, Luke.
Yeah, they're broke.
Papadopoulos is...
Let's rent them spoons. We got to put people together to buy something? Come on. What kind of billionaire business is that,
hey,
baby?
Papadopoulos is... He's got the money. It's Harris's
group. So Harris is like, I need your help. Get over here, yeah. Canadian billionaire.
No. They're separate deals.
Now they're separate?
Yeah, they're separate deals.
Well, we got a new Canadian guy who might be trying to buy the Commanders. And I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but we'll find out if that sale goes through. All right, we got to keep a close eye. We only play those schmucks twice a year. Finally, NFL news of the day, Tom Brady and the epic roast that's supposed to happen on Netflix, the comedy roast. It's not going to be Brady doing comedy, okay? This is going to be a bunch of comedians that essentially make fun of Tom Brady. However, he's put out one rule. This is something you cannot...
Nothing about his family.
Nothing on the family.
Nothing on
he
the
said
family.
Thomas. They said Tom's fine being the butt of the jokes. Say whatever you want about him, but not about his family. It's the one rule that's non-negotiable when it comes to Brady and the comedy roast.
Okay, which comedian on this roast is
right?
Is going to not do that?
So many jujitsu and Gisele Bundchen jokes you can crack?
You have to do Gisele jokes. Come on, Tom.
She's no longer in the family.
Yeah.
I'd say that's fair game.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
That's a loophole.
Hello.
We just won't talk about the kids, but we can talk about ex-wife.
Hopefully it'll be shocking and he'll get mad and, I don't know, maybe he'll get hammered and stumble all over the place like the Super Bowl celebration. We can only hope. Thank you, Woolchuck.
Hey, wasn't she the one talking first anyway?
Yes.
She was the one putting all of the business out there. He's playing a nice guy.
She's talking today as well.
She's still talking.
Have some Gisele news coming up a little bit later on. She did a tell-all in Vanity Fair.
What about that jujitsu guy?
Right?
Yeah. Don't be talking about your ex-boyfriend when you with me.
I think she's with some billionaire guy like my age now.
Who?
Gisele.
Oh, no, not yet.
Yeah.
She's getting them years of Tom Brady out of her system right now.
She might be doing the jujitsu, but I think there's a billionaire guy that she's kind of... Hanging out with, from Brady
to a billionaire, unreal.
Ohtani's pregame speech, what inspired them to take down the USA over there in Japan's clubhouse? It's coming up next in the G-Bag Nation.